Romans 8:17. We are heirs of God. And joint heirs with Jesus. This is Heir Church.
With Pastor Dave Thomas of the Heir Church, 159 Clark Road, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us at our new Northside campus every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our website is theheirchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor Dave Thomas.
But before that, somebody say before that. Before that, when Jesus returned to the disciples and stayed those 40 days and then left, and then on the 50th day, you know, the Holy Ghost came. The word said he expounded to them all the word of God and revealed to them about himself in the Gospels, in the Psalms, and in the Law, and in the Prophets, about himself. He was showing them what Paul is talking about, the unsearchable riches of Christ. Are you with me? Okay, so see, we have to see. You don't have to, but it's good to do it. So we have to see, we like Jesus. We look like Jesus. Jesus came, the word of God said, he came like a man. He experienced everything we experience. We are the project of God by Jesus. So Jesus appeared in the form of man, So he relates to us in every way. So victory is ordained to take place through people in this state right here, like how you look. That's revelation. Jesus' plan, he came down here looking just like man, born like man, except without a sin nature. And he went through, he saw what man dealt with. He saw what man was facing. He saw what man's challenges were. And he ministered to him in the gospel. But what occurred was the plan was a victory. The original plan of victory that God had was with Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve fell. Jesus come back. The word of God said, in the likeness of sinful flesh, like people, God sent Jesus. And so he redeemed mankind. When he redeemed us, he looked like us when he redeemed us. So the victory you want in Jesus down here, you already ready for it. The thing come now is faith in God. Amen. Faith in God through Jesus right now, where he says, and Paul was revealing, and here Paul was detailed. He was an excellent teacher. I mean, he knew information. He wrote two-thirds, of the Old Testament, the New Testament. And so he's saying the unsearchable riches. And so you've got to get this, because in other words, all your prayers in Jesus' name. Everything in Jesus' name. All your healing, cast out devils in Jesus' name. In my name, in my name, in my name. Isn't that right? That's your ticket. That's your authorization in the name of Jesus. You are authorized to use that name. Come on, somebody. So the word says here in Ephesians, unto whom I am least of all the saints. Then verse 9, to make known to all men what all men, to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. The fellowship of the what? The mystery. What is the mystery? Now, here, the people in the Old Testament, They didn't know. They were locked out of this. The prophets, like Joel, he prophesied that this time period was coming. But remember what it said? They weren't speaking in tongues. They weren't doing tongues. Now, even when John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Ghost, his daddy, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Ghost, his mom, Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Ghost, they didn't speak in tongues. There's no recorded information about them speaking in tongues. But they were filled with the Holy Ghost for specific purposes. All right, now, what you have to look at is being filled with the Holy Ghost. This is the same Holy Ghost, but there is a reason why in the New Testament church, the church age, which was a mystery hidden in God, we speak in tongues and interpret in tongues. Yeah, it's a reason. Why didn't it happen then, and why did it happen now? The Holy Spirit was not in his earthly ministry yet, which is described Just like when you pray in the Holy Ghost, being built up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Well, I can say this. If somebody won't, if they want to preach on the Holy Ghost, if they don't want you to preach in tongues in their church, they ain't going to teach you about it happening. But there's rules for it in the church, but it's a part of your life as a believer. Now, when you say, well, didn't it say that Paul said he was going to teach about the unsearchable riches of Christ? This is of Christ. This is him. He said, tarry in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. He said, if I go not away, the comforter will not come. He said, this is for y'all. And then they begin to have tongues interpreting, and the other Jews were there. And see, in the Pentecost, this still was a Jewish gathering. This was a Jewish gathering. Over here, Paul is talking about the Gentiles, us. All right, so here, this revelation of Christ, he said, to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ, this all came about through Jesus' resurrection, amen, his death, burial, resurrection, and etc. And what you have to connect it to, connect the dots, you have to keep connecting that Jesus died for your redemption from poverty. You can't leave this out. You can't leave nothing out that Jesus came to get done, because he got it done. He got it done. He redeemed from poverty, sickness, and spiritual death. He did that, then he went to that cross and died and was raised from the dead. Then he turned around, amen, and sent the Holy Ghost in the earth to give you the power to operate above all these things. It's all connected to his ministry, his mission that he came. Now, when Jesus, like, do everything and be everywhere, that's coming in the 1,000-year millennial reign. You haven't seen that yet. It's listed, but we haven't done it. This has to do with the church age, with God bringing man into a dimension he's never known since Adam and Eve fell in the garden. See, with us, we're living beneath our privilege. The one thing the devil fighting you on more than anything is keeping you away from the word and keeping the word out of you. God cannot be known apart from his word. And this is all the plan of God. Jesus, yeah, he can't be known apart from the word of God. And Paul, what Paul was good at, if you look at, know what Paul was good at? Information. Paul was an informational genius. He was a real smart guy. God, I'm going to use you. You're going to be the guy. You're going to do my work. Amen. You know, the road to Damascus is filled with the Holy Ghost. He was the guy persecuting the Christians. He was persecuting the Christians because of their doctrine. Amen. Then he got filled with the Holy Ghost, saved and filled with the Holy Ghost on the road to Damascus. So here it says, to the intent now, that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Circle that whole verse. That's a whole lot of stuff right there. It says, to the intent that now unto the principalities, powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Told you, well, dear you. Principalities, what principalities? There are principalities. Demonic structure is principalities, powers. See, down here, when you get to the demons, these are the individual participants. Principalities and powers. There are whole nations that are controlled by demonic principalities. I believe this Southern America was controlled by demonic principalities. Racism and racial hatred is a principality. It's big and it's strong. You have authority over it. You have authority over it. But without the Holy Ghost, you won't identify what you're looking at. Okay, because what we're trying to do with racism? We're trying to get everybody to individually decide whether they want to not be a racist. That don't work. You're dealing with a principality. It's gonna be in your cheering. It's going to be kept alive because it can't die. It's a spirit. Racism can't be driven out. It's a spirit. It's a principality. It had to be prayed out. It had to be deliverance. You got to get it. You got to get it out the landscape, and you got to get rid of what's holding it here. And what Paul is talking about. Come on, somebody. This is what Paul is talking about. Principality, power, demonic structure. The devil operates in an organized manner. There are certain nations of the world that are controlled by demonic operation. And you can walk in that country and know it's there. And all kind of things go on there. That's right. And the Bible points, the Word of God says Satan is the prince of the power of the air. Remember when you begin to read about Persia and these places, Iraq and these countries? This is what this is. These were the nations where Satan ruled, but he ruled spiritually. That's why you can't send missionaries. You can't send denominational missionaries around the world. They'll kill them because they don't have the power of God. You're dealing with demonic powers. You got to have God's power in your life operating when you're praying down strongholds. You identify the strongholds, right? The strongholds is a level over them. Over them. Principalities and power. This is what Paul is saying when he's saying the manifold riches of Christ. Jesus died to defeat all this stuff. When Jesus was on the cross, he forgive them, for they not know not what they do. Jesus knew what he was doing. Amen. He knew the structure he was unraveling. But see, we have to understand this. Well, you know, praise God, people just stop being racist. Race is a principality. It takes over. The children's children, it'll be in them if you don't get rid of it. And no, you have to go to the root of it. Where's the root? It's spiritual. Somebody got to be on their knees praying and believing God and let him tell you what's going to happen. And that's what we went in there, those scriptures on Gideon. That thing had established. That thing had established. Amen. With the Midianites. In other words, the devil can use whatever, whoever he wants to intimidate, because he's got authority over you. He set these idols up. These are principalities. They're going to run everything. You can't get no one or two senators or congress people in place. You're dealing with spiritual hierarchy. I don't know what made us think in America that we have a country with the Bible, with the founding fathers, with the Bible, and the devil not show up. That thing was in the foundation of America from the early stages. Before they got going good, they were fighting against Confederates before they did good. It's a whole pattern in American history to show where this occurred. I always wonder how these Americans even had the Bible and kill these Indians with impunity like they did. They're slaughtering all these Indians. Just killing them and lying to them and taking their property. That's going on. So in any case, the word says, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now underline that in your Bible. Okay, in other words, it's saying this was what God planned with Jesus, the second Adam. The second Adam. It said, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulation for you, Paul is saying, which is your glory. For this cause I bow down my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that we should grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. In other words, you're going to be built from the inside out with the word of God. The heart man, Kenyon talks about it. The hidden man of the heart. You got to build yourself from the inside out. Never mind what your circumstances look like outside. Never mind what it looked like. Begin to work and build from the inside. You strong from the inside out, not the outside in. Just like they said about the religious people when Jesus was living, said they're as white as sepulchres. He said they're like sepulchres. They look good on the outside, but they're dead on the inside. He said nothing alive on the inside of them. And they're going to produce what's inside of them. It's going to come out. He said they're white as sepulchres. No matter what they say, they're dead inside. So the key is that we're alive. That's how you, when you get saved, you get born again from the heart. Amen? And you grow on the inside, and it will manifest on the outside. You can fake being good on the outside for a little while. You can fake being nice for a little while. But the pressure going to bring out what's on the inside of you. Hallelujah. It's going to bring it out. Candidate, the president, stuff start coming out. It was there all the time, trying to make like he's saved. It's coming out. It's coming out what's in there. You can't fake this stuff. People done tried this all the time. Your friends are murderers and autocrats who kill the citizens in their country. Did y'all not watch what the president of Syria, what he did to the people in Syria? I'm trying to think of his name. He bombed his own citizens. He killed them, men, women, and children. He was killing them with his own army. And our president said that's his friend, and he's sharp. What? What did you say? This man is a murderer. He's a mass murderer. The president of Turkey, same thing, Erdogan, Kim Jong-un, these are murderers. These men are atrocious murderers on the national scene, and our president called them his friends. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. They're doing the work of the devil, killing their own citizens, starving people, starving children. This in the news. All the time. This is real. Smiling at us on TV. And the devil can get elected to be over saved people. Wake up. Just because you lay hands on him, that don't make him saved. He'll do whatever he can to get your vote. But God will tell you who's his. Somebody ought to say, he'll say, well, thank God for this sometime. They record every, they call it when you breathe. They record every breath you take nowadays. I ain't heard no, well, praise the Lord. I'm glad this worked out. Praise, no, never. They said, well, Pastor, why you say it? Because that's what it is. Don't fool yourself because you want somebody saved. Don't mean they saved. You can't get in bed politically with anybody. It said, be not unequally yoked. That means you can't connect in no kind of way with them. So, you and Jesus. God don't want us playing dumb, playing scared. You have boldness in the Lord. This is what works. If you the winner, act like you the winner. If we won, act like we won. Paul is saying we won. God revealed, and we're here in the New Testament, I'll wrap this up. He revealed everything. He revealed the devil's hierarchy, how it works, where it works, what it does. That's what it's called discernment of spirit. You discerning the spirit world and what it's doing and how it's controlling everything you see in the third dimension. Everything you see in the third dimension is controlled by something spiritual you don't see. And it can be identified what it's connected with. And that includes people, businesses, all of that stuff. So the word says, let's wrap this up. So for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with all might, with might, with, by his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. How? By faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in what? That's the love of God. That's the agape love. You can't be rooted in love and a racist at the same time. You can't hate the Mexicans and love God. No, you can't do it. That's hypocrisy. That's a lie. God said, how can you say you love God and you've never seen, you love, don't love your brother? Well, you see, that, yeah. Salvation with God, salvation, being born again in salvation, is worldwide. It's international. You connecting to God himself, and he made every human being. Everyone. Two kinds of people, saved and lost. And so, the word said, he may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, length, and depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes what? Knowledge. That ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh where? In us. And unto him be glory in the church of Christ, church by Christ Jesus, throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Now, Paul is laying this out about Jesus. I'm closing my Bible. And so here, this is, and it keeps saying, when you go further in the New Testament where it gives you the details, and we're the Gentiles, it's going to keep referencing you to being filled with the Holy Ghost. You can't denominationalize the New Testament. When I mean denominationalize, I would say Baptist. So, you know, and we trying to go where we don't step on nobody's toes and be, you know, what's going to say. Listen, ain't nothing like that in the Bible. God ain't give you no room to not step on nobody's toes. No, he don't care about nobody's toes. He sent Jesus to die for the sins of man. He ain't talking about your love for theological correctness. If you wrong, you wrong. The Bible, God's word is true. Amen. And so when you look at you get the full word of God. You say, yeah, Pastor, you don't want to offend. You know, there's some stuff more deeper than offense. The devil killing people. Yeah, he want to kill them while they're not saved, too. So here, when we look at what Paul is writing here, and you're looking at the New Testament, it's a spirit-filled man. He is not going to give you a compromise on anything relating to being baptized with the Holy Ghost. He's not going to do it. He was a Christian killer. He went from one end to the other end. He didn't have no middle ground. Well, you know, hey, well, you know, I got filled with the Holy Ghost, but listen, y'all don't really need all that. Y'all can just do the best y'all can, and once you're saved. No, that is not his message. That's not Paul's message. Paul wrote the part where it tell you about being baptized with the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues and amen, and when you're in the church and when you're out. He wrote all that. He's telling you, here's how this works, so you work it. He ain't telling you to take it or leave it. He's not saying maybe it might not fit your personality. Ain't nothing about your personality. You were dead in trespasses and sin. You ain't had no personality. You were dead as a sinner. You're born again now. So you don't get to weigh your unique personality against nothing in the Word of God. You're a bond servant. You belong to God. You're in God's army. You do what he says. You don't get all these choices. Well, that's not my problem. Like, does nobody care what you like? You don't get no vote on this. It's the kingdom of God. God the King. Jesus is Lord and Savior. It's his way. Ain't no middle ground. You was a sinner. You were dead in trust. Maybe you didn't get saved. Now, if you didn't get saved, do it your way. But see, that's sin now. That's man's nature. He think everything start with him. He think he the sinner, man. This was part of man's fallen nature. It come from Satan. He think he's the center of the universe, and everything based on what you think about it. It doesn't. It's what God thinks about it. That's the bottom line is the word of God. Amen. And this whole thing boiled down to what you might call religion, but it's spiritual. I didn't get to mention the dispensation with Jesus, the end of this dispensation, when the rapture occurs, amen, and those of the Holy Ghost leaves the earth. We're getting close to that part now. That's why people got to get saved. You don't have time to mince words with people and talk about their personality and all this. You either saved or lost. You ain't saved. You ain't saved. You better ask Jesus to be your Lord and Savior. Especially with all the things that are going on. And we look at all these people dead who didn't plan on dying. These people, these 148,000, 40-something thousand people, did not plan on dying this year. But God, you'll be ready. Amen. You hear the gospel. He said, when you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Amen. Give the Lord a praise. I got to stop right there. We'll pick up there again. And this is about the unfold manifold riches of Christ Jesus. Amen. So you should have a better revelation of Jesus, who he is, what he's done, what he represents. Amen. And the plan of God. The plan of God is made clear by your revelation of Jesus. Lord have mercy. No man cometh to the Father but by me. That's what Jesus said. Amen. Let me see your hand. You born again, you saved, you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Amen. Dr. Osteen says it's too late. He said the hour is too late, heaven is too real, and hell is too hot to mince words in this hour. In other words, it's too late to play church with people. It's too much going on that relate to what God said to play psychological games with people who have no commitment to nothing. It's past it. So you know, okay, go ahead. All right, you go on, go with that. Amen. Well, I don't know about the Jesus, that, you know, praise God, you know, I don't know about that because, you know, what do you think about the black Hebrews? I think they better be saved. Whether they're black, green, or yellow, they better get saved. Amen. No man coming to the Father but by me. This for every, this one say right now, it said the Gentile, everybody. God made salvation available to every Gentile. That's everybody else. Jews and everybody. Everybody got to get saved. So we thank God. Hallelujah. Let church say amen. Amen. Listen, I gotta wrap this up. Those of you who are joining us out there by Facebook or, you know, YouTube or however, if you're not saved, I don't know what's taking you so long. You better get saved. No, you better look at whatever. You got something else, get that. But if you got something to be saved, get that. Go with that. But you better look at it real close. But the Bible said, no man cometh to the Father but by me. Amen. When Jesus said, Marvel not, you must be born again. We didn't even say saved when I got saved. Our denominational saved. I just say join the church. But I had to ask Jesus to be my Lord and Savior. If you're out there, you may have been baptized. You may have been to church five times. You may have been on Mother's Day and Easter. But do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? You don't? Amen. Pray this prayer. Say, Jesus, say, God, I believe that Jesus is your Son, that he died for my sins, that he was buried and raised from the dead on the third day according to the Scriptures. Come into my heart, Jesus. Be my Savior. Be my Lord. I receive you, Jesus, by faith, not by feelings, but by faith. I'm not lost anymore, but I'm born again because of your finished work. Jesus, you are the faithful high priest. Baptize me with the Holy Spirit according to your word and the manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit. According to your word, I believe that I receive. I'm now saved. I'm empowered. I'm equipped to manifest your love, your life, your glory in my life, in this time. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hello, this is Pastor Thomas. That's all the time we have for today's message. I'd like to personally invite you to come out to one of our services. We meet Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. We're in our new location at 159 Clark Road, right off of North Main Street, just past the Hexer Drive overpass. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us for The Air Church, the live worship service from The Air Church, 159 Clark Road on Jacksonville's north side, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us again next Sunday morning at our new location in the sanctuary at 10 a.m., or join us at 6 p.m. next Sunday for the worship service of The Air Church here on Praise 107.9. For more information, go to www.theairchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org.